Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Dear Diary. Oh my God, Dear Diary. This time next year, I mean, this very day will be the beginning of the rest of my life. I will be getting my Leaving Cert results. It's probably the most monumentous occasion in the life of any teenager's life. I mean, what happens on results day literally changes your life. Oh my God, I'm after freaking myself out even thinking about it. Even though it's next year, I can feel like a major panic attack coming on. Like, I meant to start studying this summer to get ahead of all the rest of the nerds in my year, but like, the thought of opening a book and trying to make head nor tail of a Mo Canuluk just makes me rather give Lucy continuous STD tests for the rest of the summer. Like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? I don't say this to anyone, Dear Diary, but I think I'm like destined for big things. And when I say big things, I mean like, I feel I was put on this earth in a Joan of Arc kind of way. There are so many similarities between the two of us that it scares me. She also grew up in a shitty little village in the back arse end of nowhere. She had a warrior soul like I do. And I'm so sure if my family looked back into our ancestry, they would probably see some link to me and Gráinne Whale.
I'm sure they would. Yeah. I have no doubt.
She was passionate and somewhat attractive, just like me, Dear Diary. The only thing that hasn't happened yet is divine guidance. Do you think that I might be the sort of girl that God will try and get in contact with at some stage? Yes, I do, Dear Diary. Yes, I do. There's been like all these signs. Take the fact that firstly, I was the first female altar girl in the parish ever. Secondly, I've been to knock on numerous occasions. Thirdly, I'm still a virgin. It's a well-known fact that God likes virgins. Once, last year, when I went to see the school guidance counselor, he figured out through various tests that maybe a religious path might be the one for me. Which makes sense, because my granny says she prays every day that my younger brother will make the right decision and enroll in St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, into the priesthood. Like, but what if it's not my younger brother? What if it's meant to be me? Like, I've never revealed this to anyone, but I've always thought of myself as a very spiritual person. And in all honesty, if God was going to come and give anyone in this godforsaken village a message, it would definitely be me.
Right.
Would I freak out if God or the Virgin Mary appeared to me? Like, totally. Once I watched a movie called The Children of Fatima, and I swear to God, Dear Diary, I avoided hanging out with my friends near mountains for like ages. But there's no denying it. There is something out there bigger than my teenage mind can comprehend right now. On a side note, I've always thought that Jesus was a bit of a ride, even though that whole sandal robe combo was a total fashion no-no. Knowing my luck, though, I'll probably end up as a nun or something. What is it that line in Hamlet where he turns around to Ophelia and says, "Get thee to a nunnery," really sends shivers down my spine? I like totally identify with that Ophelia character too, but it's mainly Joan of Arc, if I'm being honest. But like, I wouldn't like to end up burnt at the stake, because that would be shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not my destiny. Maybe I should apply to do arts. Creative people do arts. I write poetry. I'm creative. Yeah, even if God did get in contact, I'd have a couple of issues that I'd want to clear up with them to make the church better and make mass better crack. Here are a few ideas.
Oh, God. I'm here.
Number one.
I'd like to apologize in advance.
Hot priests. Seriously, priests with big righty heads on them on the altar. Now that would get me going to mass.
Yeah.
Number two. Hot female priests. Come on, like, everybody knows that sex sells, Dear Diary. All the men in the parish would only be dying to go to mass if the women were hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Number three, happier pictures. No one wants to see Jesus nailed to the cross half dead like that. Even though there's just a tiny piece of cloth covering his manhood, it's just not sexy because he's half dead like. Number four, when lighting candles, have them be musical candles. Like a light a candle jukebox. Put in the money, say a prayer, whatever, and then it plays your favourite song. Instead of like, you know, making it nearer your God to thee, or, you know, something that just is ridiculous. Like, make me a channel of your peace. Number five, themed masses. Like an Adam and Eve theme party. Or like a Pope theme. Number six, find a way of using episodes of Father Ted to get valuable messages across. My mother hasn't stopped saying how Father Ted is the best thing to happen to the Catholic Church in years. Number seven, have an invite the Protestants night. To most Catholics, they're fairly exotic. It might be good to mix things up. Maybe have like a, you know, a church versus mass table quiz or something. That's all I've gotten so far, dear diary. I think I've made some valid points. Anyway, I better go and get myself ready. Lucy is mad to go out because it's Leaving Cert results night, and she says that the lads will look hotter to us because they've gotten their results and are all mature now because they're heading to college.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that guys never mature. God, sometimes I wonder, am I an old head on young shoulders? The sacrifice of being me, I guess, dear diary. Anyway, I don't know why Lucy is such a bee in her bonnet to go out and meet the Leaving Cert lads. She shifted most of them anyway, so it's not like they're a new challenge to her. Oh God, just got off the phone to Hockey Brendan, and he's also mad to go out on him because he heard a rumour that one of the lads who got his results got enough points to do fashion design in the Dublin Institute of Design, and he wants to investigate. I was like, why? And he was all like, he might be gay. I then ended up giving him a lecture on gay stereotypes. I was like, Brendan, just because he's doing fashion design does not make him gay. He was like, whatever. He has a mad horn in him and he wants to go out and use his own gaydar. God, I really hope he doesn't wear his George Michael t-shirt out again tonight. He needs to buy new clothes. I suppose I better go get myself together, make some sort of effort, but I've got really bad period pains and I just cried watching an ad on TV, so it might not be the best idea. Oh yeah, that's another thing to add to my list if God ever gets in contact. Hey God, cheers to my cervix. Not. Good night, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Wow. We had Kira saying Jesus is hot. We had Kira...
I think it's Jesus is a ride.
Jesus is a ride. We had Kira damning God for giving her a cervix. I mean, we had it all this evening. That was incredible. I mean it. Thank you, Kira. Yeah. I loved hearing that. And those are some very good suggestions, by the way. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Those are very clever suggestions. Chris and Kira on 2FM.